Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. It's Election Day. Trump on the witness stand, Axelrod on Biden, and the mother of all sunken treasures. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Election Day in many places across the country, New Jersey, the Virginia legislature is really up for grabs. The House of Delegates, it's currently 48-46 in favor of the Republicans. The Kentucky governor's race, of course, 1 month ago, the Emerson polls had the Democrat up by 16 points. And that Emerson poll just a few days ago had the Republican up by one. That's a 17-point swing in less than a month. The Mississippi governor's race is closer than many people expected. And that big abortion vote issue won in Ohio. Of course, we'll give you the latest results and fallout tomorrow. But if you're in one of those states and you know what you're voting on, please vote. Turnout is very low in these off-year elections, so your vote makes a big difference. Donald Trump took to the witness stand in his New York City civil trial. Oh, I so wish this was televised. I'm reading reports, people transcribing best they can, and it just seems amazing. Some lines from the judge to Trump's lawyer. Can you control your client? This is not a political rally. Trump's lawyer tells the judge, you're in control of the courtroom, not me. The judge later said, I beseech you to control him if you can. Trump said, this is a very unfair trial, very, very unfair, and I hope the public is watching it. One of Trump's lawyers said the judge was unhinged and was slamming a table. David Axelrod, Barack Obama's former chief advisor, is questioning whether it's wise for Biden to run. David Axelrod said his biggest liability is the one thing he can't change. The age arrow only points in one direction. He said Trump is a dangerous, unhinged demagogue whose brazen disdain for the rules, norms, laws, and institutions of democracy should be disqualifying, but the stakes of miscalculation here are too dramatic to ignore. What he needs to decide is whether it's wise to run, whether it's in his best interest or the country's. A Spanish galleon called the San Jose sunk off the coast of Colombia after a fight with the British in 1708, and its treasures on board are believed to be worth $20 billion. Colombia says it's theirs, but an American research company said they first found the ship and gave the coordinates to the Colombian government in exchange for half the treasure. But Spain says, well, it's our ship, and a tribe from Bolivia says that their native people were the one who were forced to mine the gold, so it belongs to them. Who do you think deserves the gold? I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, it is getting weirder. Now Andrew Bates, a Biden communications guy, is complaining in an email of Fox News about Jesse Waters. And it's not something Waters said about Mr. Biden, no. Bates is objecting to comments on The Five, describing what Waters believes is bad behavior by some Arabs. Apparently, the White House is worried about Islamophobia. Okay, hating Arabs is not a noble position, but let's use some context here. Jesse Waters believes the USA is not deriving much benefit from helping the Middle East. His opinion. Why does the White House care? Ah, that is the question. It cares because FNC is driving the Hunter Joe Biden money story. Fox News is covering every inch of that. So the Biden administration is not happy and is seeking to marginalize the network with accusations of bigotry. As Beauty and the Beast once sang, a tale as old as time. Generalizing about any group is usually lazy, but I wrote an entire book about bad Arabs entitled Killing the Killers. The book examined America's war on terror. All the villains are Arabs, but not all Arabs are villains. Waters and Bates are both entitled to their views. Waters gets paid for that. I'm not really sure what Andrew Bates gets paid for. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Jillian, concierge member. Jillian gets access to me directly. I live in Illinois downstate. There's a big difference between us and Chicago. We do not vote for Pritzker. Fortunately, Chicago dominates. That's right. All Palestinians don't like Hamas, but they're suffering because Hamas rules, just like you're suffering because of Pritzker. D, love you, Bill. However, I believe the Dems have mastered the art of the steal. It really doesn't matter how the people vote. I know there's people who believe that, but each state controls its own vote. Some states are corrupt. We're watching them. It's going to be harder to be corrupt this time, though, in 24. Everybody's watching. David Langston, Paducah, Kentucky. Bill, you try to think of a weaker attorney general than Merrick Garland. What about Nixon's John Mitchell? He actually went to prison. He went to prison after he left the office. It is a valid debate. But because Garland has politicized the Justice Department so much, Mitchell was just trying to help Nixon. Maybe I'm diminishing Mitchell, but I think Garland's worse. Robert Holkin, Houston, Texas. Bill, your history lessons are excellent. Today, there's a tendency to criticize Mayorkas, Garland, Ray, and others. History focuses on James Buchanan as the worst president. I submit Joe Biden is the root problem of everything wrong in this country. I don't disagree with that. Biden, to me, is the second worst president ever. Larry Dixon, Alamosa, Colorado. Bill, please share your insights about the Trump ballot situation in Colorado, trying to keep them off the ballot. They're not going to be able to do that. It'll get to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is not going to let that happen. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 43 years ago today, an actor known as the King of Cool died in Juarez, Mexico. Just 1 year earlier, the leading man was diagnosed with a rare cancer associated with exposure to asbestos, a common material used in construction. Here is the story of Steve McQueen. Terrence Stephen McQueen, born March 24, 1930, Beech Grove, Indiana. After serving in the Marines, McQueen moved to Los Angeles, making his big screen debut in the 1956 film Somebody Up There Likes Me, starring Paul Newman. McQueen became a household name after appearing in The Magnificent Seven, The Great Escape, and Bullet. By 1970, Steve McQueen was the highest paid actor in the world. In 78, he developed a chronic cough. He was soon diagnosed with an aggressive form of lung cancer. Steve McQueen likely contracted the disease due to prolonged exposure to asbestos during his time in the Marines. With no cure, the cancer spread quickly to his stomach, liver, and neck. McQueen sought alternative therapies. His last resort was a Mexican surgeon famous for putting mutilated bullfighters back together. A clinic in Juarez was willing to perform a very dangerous operation to remove a 5-pound tumor from McQueen's abdomen. American doctors believed the experiment would kill him, which it did. Before the procedure, McQueen was given hundreds of vitamins, a diet of nothing but black coffee, and underwent hours of musical prayer sessions. On November 7, 1980, just 6 hours after the operation, Steve McQueen died of a heart attack. And here's something else you might not know. Exposure to asbestos remains a major health concern in the USA. Each year, 3,000 Americans are diagnosed with cancers related to the construction material. It's the second most common cause of lung disease after cigarettes. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.